Yeah, most definitely. And that's how I can, here's that train, Trev, or Thomas, that train is now going by my place. But anyway, usually I notice the courtesy tone at the end on this repeater as well. I can tell when it's a 220 or at least an all-star connection, but I missed it that time. But yeah, no problem. Anytime if you need to check with him when he checks in, no problem. But do you have anything else for the net there, Mike?
Yeah, if anyone's interested, I'm designing a DDS synthesizer to replace the VFO that's in the Kenwood TS-830S. I have a TS-830S that I bought off of Brian that he had at the LaPorte Hamfest for sale. So I bought that, and it's like, you know, I'm going to get rid of all of that initial drift. And so I'm going to design a DDS synthesizer, and I picked out a pretty good chip that will do the job very nicely from Analog Devices. So, yeah, I found a function generator that I can talk to it with a microcontroller chip, and it'll give me all the way down to 1/10 of a cycle resolution. So I think that will be kind of a fun project to undertake. So I don't know if anyone else has a Kenwood TS-830S, but yeah, I have the right routines and stuff that'll handle an encoder, a tuning, what do they call that? Not a gray code encoder, but, it's a quadrature encoder pot that you turn, and I